Take us from the mundane. Take us higher. Let us see from where you see. Let us understand in these end times. Let us see from your perspective. Not from the perspective of the world. Not from the perspective of politics. Not from the perspective of anyone. But from your perspective. Listen to me. We need to come up higher. We need to stop seeing from the perspective of our stomach. Some of us is from the perspective of our stomach. We see what we eat, what we drink. Life is more than that. If it affects what you eat, you don't care what God thinks. We need to leave that place. Our care, how we survive, survival and needs. We need to live there. We need to come up higher. In these end times, we need to see from where God is seeing from. We don't see from political eyes. We see from God's perspective. God works in mysterious ways. And God does things that people cannot understand. Scripture says His ways are not our ways. And His thoughts are not our thoughts. As far as high. Do you see why you need to come up higher? Do you see why I need to come up higher? We need to stop seeing from the mundane. How we survive. Systems are failing. How you survive will not matter. Systems are failing. But there is a God that can cause ravens to feed you. There is a God that can turn water to wine. There is a God that can fill your jars to overflowing. There is a God. So we need to come up higher. We need to go deeper in Him. Deeper in understanding of Him. That we are not shaken when the storm comes. Because the storm will yet come. What will you do? The storm will yet come. What will you do? If your root is not deep. If your root is not deep. You will be like that beauty. That the wind comes and blow away. Then strong. You need to be strong. They that know their God will be strong. And they will do what? Exploit. This is the time you ask for strength. Strong. In the face of adversity. Strong. In the face of persecution. Strong. And then wise. The children of this world are wise. He says, be as gentle as a dove, as wise as what? Serpents. Be wise. Be wise in this time, not your wisdom, the wisdom of the Holy Ghost. That's why we talked about the Holy Ghost. Be wise. Let the Holy Ghost lead you. You are wise when you have the Holy Ghost as your leader. Don't follow the system. The system has nothing to offer you, but God has a lot to offer you. And then bold. Of what essence is your faith if you are not bold about it? You think the people are afraid of Christians? They are not afraid if you call yourself Christians. They are afraid when you begin to speak boldly. When you begin to open your mouth as a Christian, because they say, no, 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 this is what the Lord says. That's when they don't like you. That's when they are afraid. So of what use, scripture say, if you are salt, that you don't savor? Of what use, if you are light, you are under the bushel? Of what use, if you say you carry God and you are not bold? Of what use is Jesus in your life and you cannot boldly say, I carry Jesus and I am not afraid of that? It's not a stigma. It's an honor. It's not a stigma. It's an honor that you bear the name of Jesus. It's an honor that you bear the name of Jesus. It's not a stigma. So you need to be bold and be courageous. Bold. For 1 minute, these things we have asked, begin to ask the Lord. I need wisdom. I need boldness. I need strength. I need power. I need power. I need strength. I need to be strong. I need to come up higher. I need to be good. No, stop asking. I need to eat. Food will not be your problem in these days. I need to come up higher. Higher. Open your mouth and ask Him. Lord, take me higher. Take us higher. Make us bolder. Make us bolder. Make us bolder. Let us be bold about Christ. Those that do perversion, they are bold about perversion. You and I have to be bold about the gospel. Bold about Jesus Christ. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power unto salvation. Bold to declare what you believe. is not a stigma. It's an honor to be called by his name. It's a privilege to be known by his name. 30 more seconds. Open your mouth. Say, Lord, make me bolder. Lord, make me wiser. Lord, take me higher. Lord, make me stronger. Lord, make me holy. Begin to open your mouth. Ask him, help me, help me, help me. In this last day, help me to stand. Help me to be bold. Help me to speak. Help me to be courageous. Give me courage. Give me boldness. Open your mouth in this room. Open your mouth in this room. Don't stay inside of you. Wherever you open your mouth, Lord, I need boldness. Lord, I need courage. Lord, I need strength. I need power. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Give me boldness. Give me courage. Give me strength. Give me wisdom. Open your mouth. Everyone in this room, open your mouth. Say, give me boldness. Give me courage. Give me boldness. Give me courage. Give me boldness. Give me wisdom. I need wisdom. I need wisdom. I need to know. I need to know. What is your will? I need wisdom. I need to discern. Give me discernment. Help me to discern the times. Eliana, no, Rene, Yanandes. Eliana, Yanai. Higher, higher, higher. Jehovah, take us higher. Deeper, 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 deeper. We need to be rooted in you. Rooted in your word. Rooted in your word. Rooted in your truth. Rooted in your word. Rooted in your truth. Rooted, rooted, deeply rooted. We need to be deeply rooted in your word. Make us stronger. Make us stronger. Make us higher, take us higher, take us higher, take us higher, take us higher, make us deeper, make us deeper, make us deeper, deeper in your word, deeper in your truth. Lord, make us bolder, bolder, bolder. Make us bolder, bolder, bolder. Father, this is what we ask in your name. We understand the times and the seasons we are in. It's the last days where Christians are chickening out of speaking and standing for the truth. Father, we ask for boldness. Oh, Father, we ask for boldness to stand. We will not chicken out of the truth. We will not, because of persecution, chicken out of the truth. Give us boldness. Give us boldness. Help us be strong. Because they that know their God, they that are deep in their God, they are strong and they do exploits. The exploit there is not just thinking of miracle. The exploit is actually proclaiming truth. Unbiased, unafraid. Give us courage. We ask in the name of Jesus. Give us courage. Give us boldness. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus.